We're going to finish this series today called Why? Say it with me. Wouldn't you? All right. I had such good response from you about my video presentation last week. Y'all were with it. All right. You can go to Fellowship's website. You can hit on Facebook. Just hit on Facebook, and then that'll pull up, and you can pull down. You can see that video is right there. Click on it in case you didn't get to see it. We also have about 50 to 100 of those made today. The DVDs are available. They're free of charge, especially for those that didn't get to see the message last week, because it was a very important message about how much you mean to me, how much I love you, what you've meant in my life. And I'd love for you to be able to have that and see that. Or it might be something you know somebody could really use. And so they're available. If we run out, we'll print more and we'll have more for you next week, okay? We're going to finish the message today, the series called Why Wouldn't You? Had a neat thing happen. The high school football team, we say this at football practice sometimes, why wouldn't you? It's not like they listen or anything, though, coach. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be ugly. But anyway, why wouldn't you? We say that. So anyway, we came up with the idea we're going to put a series together called Why Wouldn't You? And that's what we did. It's a preaching series. Well, we printed up T-shirts, and many of you have them on. I see them out there. Why wouldn't you T-shirts? Amen? Well, we told the football team, if you'll wear this at least once to school, and we told all the kids here at church as well, we'll give it to you for free. So football team, a bunch of them got them. And on Thursday night, they like to go out to the Great Wall of China place and just eat like pigs, you know, and just get ready for the big game the next day. And so seven of them had on, guess what? Why wouldn't you shirts? And somebody came in and saw them eating there and went, you, I'm going to buy your meal tonight. Why wouldn't you? That's pretty good stuff, ain't it? Hey. Wear your shirt. You never know what might happen. Amen. Come on. Let's get the word out. Last message in this little series, taken from the book of Proverbs. I do have some other scripture today, but mostly Proverbs. Why wouldn't you? Sort of common sense stuff. Let's look at it. Here we go. It's a southern saying we say. We say it a lot. Why wouldn't you? First message was, why wouldn't you put God first? Makes no sense to me why you gonna put you first when he's God. And you're like, who? Okay? Why wouldn't you put God first? We talked about it. Another message, why wouldn't you trust God with all of your heart? He gave his son for you. He loves you to pieces. Why wouldn't you trust God with all of your heart? He's not gonna do you wrong. Why wouldn't you? Then this message, why wouldn't you want to be wise and not a fool? No, I just won't be a fool. Why? Amen. Why wouldn't you want to be wise and make good decisions and good choices? Why wouldn't you? And then last week, just the message, why wouldn't I do this thing? And it was a message about me, really. Why wouldn't I stay here? Why wouldn't I continue pastoring? Why wouldn't I love you guys? Why wouldn't I continue to build that building? Why wouldn't I keep going? When it's for the glory of the Lord. Makes no sense to me. Why wouldn't? Amen? Say, amen. So, this week's message, last one, common sense says to me, and are y'all awake? Are y'all okay? Say, all right, come on. It ain't like you didn't get an extra hour. What's wrong with you? Come on, people. Here we go. Wake up. Here we go. Why wouldn't you like what God likes? Say that with me. Why wouldn't you like what God likes? Say it one more time. Why wouldn't you like what God likes? I mean, if God says, hey, I like this, why wouldn't you? And me. And there's a passage in Proverbs 6 that I've read for years. And it's a fantastic passage. It's not that long. It should be memorized. All of us should remember this. Put it to memory. And it'll help you always know what God likes and what God hates. Let's look at it. If God is God, and he is, and if God knows everything, and he does, then if I can find out what God likes and hates, I can know the absolute best things to like and the things that I should not like in my life. How hard is that? Amen? Well, I don't understand the Bible. I can't read the Bible. Then I guess you're never going to know what God likes. Hello? Amen? Somebody talking to me? You understand? Here we go. All right, here we go. There's voices from somewhere. Here we go. Whoa! Somebody get people under control back there. Amen? Here we go. Are you ready? Are y'all okay? If you're new today, does this happen? Yeah, once in a while. Here we go. Why wouldn't you like what God likes is the message. Now, I need you to focus right here because I got a bad attention span. Have you noticed? Here we go. Proverbs 6. These six things, say it with me, doth the Lord, and yea, seven, an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among the brethren. Let's look at that passage. Here we go. And what I saw inside that passage, even though when you read it, you don't see these things that I saw. But if you take your time and think about it, they're there. And it's what really matters to God. Inside these seven things is what really matters to God. Let's look at it. My attitude, my words, my touch, my thoughts, my walk, my actions, and my, say those with me. This really matters to God. These things right here really matter to God. Say it with me. My attitude, my words, my touch, my thoughts, my walk, my actions, and my heart. Now, let's move forward. These are big deals to God. Okay? Let's see what we can learn. So I wanted to spin the passage. Instead of on our ninth anniversary telling you what God hates, I wanted to spin it. Spin it around. Instead of what God hates, what God what? Likes. And this ain't that hard. You can do this at home. Here we go. Instead of what God hates, what God likes. Why wouldn't you like what God likes? From Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Let's look at that first thought. What really matters to God is my what? Attitude. My attitude. We start with verse 17. A proud look. God hates a proud look. He likes, guess what? Say it with me. Humility. Being selfless. Okay? He hates pride. Being self-full or full of yourself, all right? How many we really, really, really like people in our life that are so full of themselves and they get in our face and they're so full of themselves? Oh, I like that. No, you don't. And God doesn't like it either. He likes that when we're selfless, when we're humble, when we serve. Here's what the Bible says. Everyone that is proud in his heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. He that is of a proud heart stirs up strife. But he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Only by pride comes contention. But with the well advised is what? Wisdom. Pride goes before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a what? Fall. When pride comes, then comes shame. But with the lowly or the humble is what? Is wisdom. So, God likes what? Say it out loud with me. God likes what? That's what he likes. You understand? Guess what? You like it too. You like it too. We get this image of God sometimes. Now, pay attention to me. Listen to me, please. Listen. We get this image of God sometimes that God's picking on us. God doesn't want us to have any fun. Are you kidding me? God's just trying to tell us in plain English, not only what he likes, but what other people like. You understand where I'm coming from? Say. He likes humility, and so do others. Okay? Trust me. You want to move up in your company? Oh, and you can do it the way where you cheat and steal and lie and push and shove. Oh, yeah, you can do that. But along the way, you're going to hurt a lot of people. You're going to make a lot of enemies. And I tell you what, a far better way is to serve. You start serving. where you work, you show up early, you stay late, you do a good job. And every once in a while, I know we get jerks that are over us in leadership. I understand that. But for the most part, I'll tell you what, this will take you a long way in life. God's not picking on you. He's trying to help you. You understand? So why wouldn't I like humility? Let's look at another one. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold who? The humble in spirit. Let's look at another one real quick. Why wouldn't you like what God likes? So what really matters to God? Not only my attitude, but my what? Words. A lying tongue. A lying tongue. God likes honesty. God hates what? Oh, but I love liars. I love to be lied to. Oh, please lie to me. You see what I'm saying? I mean, this isn't that crazy, is it? But here's the deal. We need to realize this is what God wants for us. This is God's best for us. Why wouldn't we like what he likes? So when we see ourselves doing this and lying, we need to know God hates this. You understand? Yes or no? And we need to say it to ourselves. Self, you're full of yourself. And self, quit lying like a dog. Because this is horrible. God hates it. So does everybody else. You're the only one that likes it. And it's going to get you in trouble. Amen. How hard is this? I mean, I believe I could teach this to second graders. Amen. Say. But we still struggle, don't we? The lip of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a what? A moment. Isn't it something when we can tell the truth and the truth will just take you just right there? Well, what was it? What was the truth? And just the truth is just the truth. It'll always just stay the truth because you told the what? The truth. But you lying, you got to like wiggle and worry and sweat and, you know, crazy. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his what? Delight. I don't get it. I was going to say, how many of you just know people just lie like a dog? But I know hands go up everywhere. We don't need to talk about it. A froward man sows strife, and a whisperer separates chief friends. God likes, say it with me, honesty. The desire of a man is in his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. All right? Yeah, but I don't have a whole... I tell you, I'd rather be poor and have my honor and let people know, hey, he means what he says. He says what he means, and he's an honest and upright, decent fella. That means more to me. But I still believe God will bless that, and I believe he'll elevate that. All right? So that's what he likes. Why wouldn't I like what God likes? I ain't finding a problem so far, or you say. I'm like, wow. Thought you were trying to pick on me. No, I'm trying to help you, boy. Number three. So my attitude matters. My words matter. My what? My touch. Now don't go to sleep on me. Come on. I worked hard on this. Come on. Here we go. My touch. Hands that shed innocent blood. God likes, say it with me, gentle hands. God hates, say it with me, violent hands. Period. I get so ticked off when I see stuff like this. It makes me think of a man taking his hands and hitting a woman. I'm telling you what. I mean, when I think of that, and I think of somebody here in this room, if fellas, if you've done that, all I want to do is take my gentle hands that I have and beat the snot out of you. Okay, you hearing me? And I got help in the room. You know what I'm saying? Nobody likes that, do they say? Come on. My own mother was murdered. She was killed by my stepdad. Come on. You know? But regardless, our hands are meant to be gentle. That's what they like. Hey, fellas, let me give you a hint. They like that. You hearing me say? Don't you, ladies? Come on. Amen. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us privately for the innocent without cause. You know what the Bible says to those that take someone's life with their hands? Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. That's God's word. He never changed. That's what he thinks about murder. But this is the bigger picture, because most of us will go, well, I ain't never killed nobody. But if you've ever taken your hand and been violent with your hand, God hates that. You understand? Yes or no? God loves gentle hands. And so do you, don't you? Is this hard so far? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. There's our word, gentleness. All these words speak to that. Goodness, faith. Hang in here. Meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no what? Law. Did you know you have every right? It's the law of the land, baby, that you can be gentle with your hands and be kind. Isn't that great? No law against that. Why wouldn't I want to do this? So let's look. It's what really matters to God. I'm going to miss one, I know. My attitude, my words, my touch, and now my thoughts. My thoughts really matter to God. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. What's that mean? Here's what God likes. God likes, say it with me, good thoughts. Thoughts or plans for good. And I threw the word up here. Clean. God likes clean thoughts. Here's what he hates. Wicked thoughts. Hang in here with me. Thoughts or plans for what? Evil or what? And I thought about not saying this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Do I have dirty thoughts? Yes. Let's go ahead and get it out there. Sorry. Yeah. Does God like it? No. It's called the flesh and the spirit. That's why he gave us this stuff. That's why he put it in the Bible to tell us what he likes and what he hates, because he knows there's a war going on inside of us. And he wants to give us ammo, and he wants to tell us whose side he's on. Amen? And that he can help us. All right? So it's not to say these aren't issues that we're dealing with. There are issues that we're dealing with. You get ticked off sometimes. You want to hit or you want to do. The point is, that's not what's going to please the Lord. Amen. Say, you listening? And the same thing with thoughts. I have to bring every thought, the Bible says, say it if you know it, captive to Christ. Amen? I need to have the mind of Christ. No different than you are. Can we just show a hands how many of you has a dirty thought every once in a while? Thank you. I was feeling all alone up here. Y'all were looking at me like I'm... Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm in good company now. Anyway, let's keep going. I'm sorry. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. God likes good thoughts. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, say it with me, think on these things. Okay? God likes good thoughts. And quite frankly, guys, and this is something I struggle with too, it's not just dirty thoughts, it's negative thoughts. It's bad thoughts. Even things that can be true. But you can't do nothing about it. And you just think about it. And you become a nut. Say, is that true? Absolutely. It's not healthy. It's not good. And God's like, you know what? You might be liking that negative stuff you're doing over there, but I sure ain't all for it. I'd rather you think some good thoughts. Amen. Why wouldn't you like what God likes? My walk. So, what really matters? My attitude. My what? Words, my touch, my thoughts, my walk. feet that be swift to running to mis- in running to mischief. What's that mean? God likes peacemakers. God likes those that seek to do the right thing. Okay? You know what he doesn't like? Troublemakers. People that seek to do damage. People that are out to do no good. Okay? You know who you need to hang with? People that want to do the right thing. Yes or no? Okay?
Yeah, but I like that.
You're a nut. Okay? That's not God's plan. He's not happy with that. He's not out for a person that does damage to their own self or is out to do damage to somebody else. You understand? Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studies destruction and their lips talk of trouble. Yeah. My walk. God likes peacemakers. Okay? Those that try to live at peace and walk at peace and have a peaceful life. Doesn't mean a boring life. It means you just, your life is one that you want to make good choices, good decisions, right things. Is that okay or not? Say. I think it is. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at what? Peace with it. And I'm going to tell you something. I have lived long enough to see people that I thought didn't like me and probably didn't like me come back to like me. It happened not long ago. And I didn't really want them to like me. I didn't. When they came, I wanted to hit them or something. You know, at first that was that. I was like, and then I thought, look at that. Isn't God just crazy? You know? Peacemakers. It's a good thing. Amen? My actions. So my attitude, my words, my touch, my thoughts, my walk, my actions really matter to God. A false witness that speaks lies, a little bit different than a lying tongue. God likes being real. He likes you to be a person of integrity. Integrity means all the parts fit together. It means you got life together. That's who you are. You're not faking it. You're real. You understand? Little note, that's what the world likes too. From the church. They're just asking, please, stop lying to us. Stop the TV junk. You hear me, yes or no? Can you just help me? I'm in trouble. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to turn. Can I just see somebody that's living and being successful day after day and doing it right? That's good. Did you know that? It's a good thing. That's why I like Peter in the Bible. Peter, because he was real. Was he perfect? No. He was real. I love that guy. Amen? God hates being a what? Or a hypocrite. You open up your New Testament and you'll see Jesus, he hardly ever had anything bad to say about anybody except one group, the hypocrites, the Pharisees. Couldn't stand them. Could not stand them. He ain't changed. Amen? So God wants us to be real. Buy the truth. Buy the truth. Go out and buy it and never sell it. Also, wisdom. When you buy and get you some wisdom and get you some instruction and get you some understanding and never let it go because that's real. You understand? God likes being real. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. Integrity. Amen? Last one. So why wouldn't you like what God likes? Has this been like terrible? Say, God likes bad stuff. Are you kidding? God wants you to have a great life. He does. I don't buy all that prosperity stuff you hear by the Christian TV preachers. Okay? And if you do, that's your business. That's not mine. I don't see it. But I know this. God wants you to have a great life. He wants you to listen to Him. Do the right thing. He will never steer you wrong. He will never lead you down the wrong path. You can trust Him with all your heart. The last one is this. What really matters to God is my heart. So, what really matters to God in this passage? My attitude, my words, my touch, my thoughts, my walk, my actions, and my heart. Here's the last thing. He that sows discord among the brethren. You might wonder where all these things in the middle came from. I wrote the whole thing, all right? I saw heart here. God likes unity. God likes unity. He likes you being kind. You ever heard this kind-hearted? You ever heard of a person's kind-hearted? Or tender what? Hearted. That's the idea here. That's that heart part. God likes you to be a kind-hearted person. He likes you to be a tender-hearted person. He likes you to be a person with a heart. Instead of a person that's going to sow discord or disunity, He wants you to have a heart for people. Whether it's your family, whether it's at church, whether it's on your job, He wants you to promote unity. You understand that? Being kind. God hates discord. Here, I pop this word up right there. Say it with me. Gossip. Next to God in Inglewood, I think I hate it right up there with Him. Can't stand gossip. Can't stand gossip. Can we say that? Can't stand gossip. One more time. Can't stand gossip. You have no heart. If you're here today listening to me on TV when you hear this message later, on the radio, you have no heart. You're a terrorist. When you hide and lay in wait behind and you use your words to hurt people. You understand? Let us see your face so we can smack it. No, He doesn't like that. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, I got problems. All right. Listen, I really hate discord. I hate discord. Coach, it'll kill a ball team, won't it? It'll kill a church. It'll kill a family. It'll kill your business. Is that true? And it'll certainly kill your condo association. That's where they incubate these things. I'm sorry, here we go. I got a hush. So God likes unity. God hates discord. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Heart, man. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. God likes unity. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in what? Unity. And that, yep, and the word means fellowship. The name of our church is Fellowship Church. That word means things in common. Say that with me. Things in common. That's what our name means. We love Jesus. We love people. Unity. And I thank God. We are not a perfect church. I understand that. But I thank God for the unity that we have here in this place. Isn't that incredible? Can we just go like this? Thank you, Lord. I come here every week, and I never come thinking, oh, no, I've got to see Sister so-and-so. Or such-and-such is going to say this and that to me. I come here on Sunday, and I get filled up with love. It's a beautiful thing. God likes that. We're done. What really matters to God? You can go online and check this out. You can see everything that's been on the screen. You can have it. Here it is. What really matters? My attitude, my words, my touch, my thoughts, my walk, my action, and my heart. What God likes? Humility, hates pride, honesty, lying. Gentle hands, violent hands. Good thoughts, wicked thoughts. Peacemakers, troublemakers. Being real, being a phony. Unity, discord. And you know what I thought? I'm done. This is what the greater Inglewood community likes too. You just try this. You try this. Let's be this at Fellowship Church and be this out in the real world. And you just see if we don't build a great work for God. Okay? But if we're going to do this other, excuse me, crap over here. Listen, excuse me. This won't build anything. Hey, we're off to a good start, church. We're off to a good start. Keep this in mind today. This really matters to God. Why wouldn't I like what He likes? Am I done? That's it? Let's praise the Lord for the message this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Good word.